Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You think you know people around here,
man,
and then they just shock you. They just shock you.
You want to elaborate?
I will. So he's not doing anything today. I don't know if you've noticed. He's just laying around the office. But our boss, Matt Nahegan, says to me, just out of nowhere, and he goes, and you know, he doesn't kid around a lot. So he goes, you know, this is just so depressing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, this is just so depressing. This
49ers talk. You can't enjoy the pick.
And I'm like, again, what are you talking about? And he goes, I mean, we almost won the Super Bowl. And he says we, because he's like one of those guys. We almost won the Super Bowl, and we just missed it, and we're talking about trading our two receivers. I mean, what are we doing?
Not,
and I said to him
Laurie
what
Matthews.
I said to you. Are you just paying attention to professional sports first?
No, I agree, Stoddy. You just heard the great Laurie Matthews from Arizona say, Phoenix, say that she would be sad if a trade was to happen today.
And as excited you are for Ricky,
what if that comes at the cost of losing somebody you're attached to, like Ayuk or Debo?
Then that would tell me that the 49ers don't think as highly
of those guys as we do. Done a whole hell of a lot of winning. I don't think they're, you know what I'm saying? These two dudes are proven.
Is this depressing, 49er fans? I didn't see that, but if you're depressed, I guess you like the boss.
John Lucum texted us his thoughts.
Who?
Lucum, Board Op John.
Lucan.
What did I say?
It sounded like he's...
Lucum. Anyway.
Okay, what did he have to say?
49er fans trying to talk themselves into Ricky Pershaw is hilarious. Don't get me wrong. That dude is a dog. I did that on purpose. And I think he can be good at the next level, but you can't tell me the offensive line or quarterback isn't a bigger priority.
Quarterback?
Cornerback.
Oh, cornerback.
Yeah. Jennifer Lee Chan said it too. They need secondary help, Sonny.
So you like Pershaw?
I don't know who that is. I know the Niners pick Ricky Pearsall.
Shaka's in Berkeley.
Our guy.
Shaka's juiced. He's not depressed.
Hey.
Shaka,
hey,
talk man. To us.
Hey, I'm a Viking fan, man.
Oh,
I'm franchise.
Oh, so maybe you are depressed.
Right, we got rid of Cousins.
Yes.
The team that we got went to draft the guy Penix 8th after they gave him $100 million. Who was running that franchise?
Yep.
Picks Penix, and J.J. falls to us, man. We get J.J. to J.J. Elway, and we get the best edge rusher in the draft, Dallas Turner from Alabama.
Shaka,
man.
Shaka, real quick, what do you think this is, St. Paul, Minnesota?
Look, he juiced.
I mean, come on,
hey,
now.
Hey, we had this day coming, man. We took a beat, man, for the last couple of years, man, but we caught up last night, man.
Yeah,
Everybody have a good weekend.
Hey,
man.
Real quick, Shaka, can you give me a horn? Okay. Can you give me the Viking horn?
Evan does that for us, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
All right, thanks, Shaka.
Okay, we got you.
I'm with you, though, Shaka. I like what our Vikes have done.
Jesus.
What?
J.J. McCarthy?
He stinks.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think he's worthy of being the 10th pick.
Our boss is the biggest Michigan fan on planet Earth, and he even says he stinks.
Yo, how many passes did he throw? 41?
No, I don't know if he stinks.
Well, not. We'll see.
Who knows?
But you're on record as saying no trade today from the Niners.
And okay, what if they make a trade? Who cares?
Just come in Monday and be like, ooh, I got it wrong.
No, I won't. It's just my opinion. It's what I think. Dibley thinks they're going to make a move, though. And he's really gotten you frisky.
We got
now.
2 hours and 53 minutes until the draft.
Goo is.
He got the horn.
There you go. Goo was all set to change his mind, and then Dibley threw him a lifeline.
No, I wasn't. I don't.
No, you said.
I don't function that way.
Well, no, you do.
I read the chessboard.
It's actually how you function.
And the Michael Silver, tweet has already acknowledged something's coming.
You've already acknowledged that Jennifer Lee Chan has swayed your mind a little bit.
She had some great points.
Right. And then you were starting to lean Chan, but now you're leaning Dibley.
No. Silver is the, come on, that's the piece that has me. Steiner, you think he's just putting stuff out he ain't hearing?
Yeah. I don't know. Of course not.
I know you've been in the game.
No, Evan said it before the show. He's like, so let me get this straight. Ayuk was going to be traded yesterday, but now it's going to be Deebo Samuel.
Now
what changed? What all happened? But of course, that's just the perception we have of it. It might not be based in reality. Richie's in Queens.
Hey, Richie.
What's going on, buddy?
Richie.
Come on, Richie.
Richie,
what's going on?
Dude, it's Friday.
He was waiting the entire break to talk to
Richie.
Give us a call.
Richie. Give me a little of that Queens accent, yeah. Richie. We have D-Money. D-Money's in Hayward.
The stat.
I'm out.
What's up, D-Money? How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing, Steiny? What's up, Go?
What's up, baby?
Hey, I like the pick. I just don't like the round we did take him, man. I mean, I felt like we could have traded back and got him in the third round or so. But, you know, we got to give B.A. and Deebo one more run at it, man. I just feel like front office is trying to find a diamond ever since that 2017 draft that we had a problem with not getting Patrick Mahomes or whatnot. But even in that year, I mean, the third round we took Akilah Witherspoon. The very next pick was Alvin Kamara. Wow. You know what I mean? It just feels, and Cooper Kupp, like three picks after that. So it's like they feel like they got to redeem themselves from that draft, I feel like. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, D-Money. Appreciate the call.
He likes the Pearsall pick, Steiny. It's just about where.
Here's what Pearsall said about being drafted by the Niners.
We are 49ers.
Yeah! That sounded like Deebo.
That's from Ricky Pearsall's.
That's got to be the greatest feeling, Steiny. And you're being videotaped. I mean, you know, everything is captured.
Here he is on whether he knew the Niners were interested.
Yeah, for sure. I think the only time I actually met with him was during the Senior Bowl, when you're kind of doing like the little speed dating meeting. So that's really the only time I really got to talk to them. But as far as that, I didn't really have too much conversation and contact with them. My agent was trying to contact them leading up, obviously, to the draft day, but. As far as serious interest, I don't think Di was aware of this, no.
God, to be up there with your family, your mom, your sister, your brother, pops, in a clean suit with the shades?
I mean,
I'd be with the drip. God, if I had it to do over again, Steiny, I had an arm.
Well, we had a small gathering when I announced my college decision.
Why would I laugh?
I had a hat of Franklin and Marshall, Scranton.
Evan, I don't know whether to believe him or not.
I had a Temple hat, and then
and
I had an American University hat. And I stepped up to our kitchen table, and I
I've never
and
heard
I put
this.
On, and I put on, because I'm making it up.
Oh, thank God.
You better have not.
And I put on the Franklin and Marshall
hat. That's why he's bitter.
I don't even think they have right. Franklin and Marshall hats.
Oh, boy. But at your high school, did they ever have athletes that sign, I don't know, Division I have a signing day or anything?
Nah, we didn't really have that back in the day.
Wow.
You know,
a lot of brothers at your school? Or pretty predominantly white?
No, it's mostly white. Yeah. Mostly white, but
I'm random.
But we still had a good basketball team. Yeah.
I saw your picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. David's in El Cerrito. What's up, David? How you doing?
I'm good. Donnie played with Jimmy Chipwood.
Who?
You ever see Hoosiers? Jimmy Chipwood.
Jimmy Chipwood, yeah.
Oh, that's a classic.
You know what? Think about one-dimensional.
What's up?
He was a one-dimensional player. Did not defend. Get him coming off that picket fence, though.
I'm looking forward in 2 years from now when Pearsall becomes the player that Goose says, no one loves him more than me. But
wow.
No, I mean, Guru loves everyone more than everyone. But just saying that, the point being is, you have to pick the guy you want when you pick. Like, they don't think Adonai Mitchell is as good as him. They don't think the next player, Marshall, they don't think the next guy is as good as him. So they can't wait for later on. It's not like each guy is equal. Only one guy is the guy they want. And this is the guy they want. And everyone's raving about him. And he's played with three different QBs. And he's got it done. So clearly he's a player, and he's a player they wanted. But they can't wait. There's no like, I don't like where we got him. Well, you weren't getting him at any other point. Everyone else wanted him too.
Yeah. I don't get the sense that he would have been around 31 picks from now.
63.
See ya.
I don't know. I haven't studied everybody's draft board.
Well, it doesn't matter. They got him now, Steiny.
Yes, they do.
And they got 9 more picks today and tomorrow.
And, over the weekend. Here's more Pearsall on how the draft experience was.
I think this was probably the most stressful part about the whole entire process. I did a really good job of channeling in my own, being where my feet are at for the combine and the Senior Bowl, because that's all stuff I can control at the end of the day. So it's me performing out there, but this is out of my control. So I had a little bit of nerves leading up, but I was just trying to enjoy the moment, be where my feet are at, be with my family, all my close friends, and just enjoy the moment, because those people around me played a huge role in my life. So I give all the thanks to them. We're just enjoying it together.
I like him.
That's dope.
Yeah, I like him. I don't know if he can catch.
Well, no, he can't. You see the one-handed catch. Yeah. And you were talking about his stomach tats.
He's got tats all over.
Yeah.
Hey, can we be honest? It was against Charlotte.
I don't care who.
Come on.
If you went out to North Beach and I threw a football and you caught it like that, I would be like that. That's a hell of a catch.
I actually can catch like that.
You don't look
like
a catcher.
With those new gloves.
Well,
I mean, it's just. No, I was.
To stick them.
I told you. I was like a...
You afraid to get hit? You got hit?
No, my comp was Steve Largent.
The speed?
No, I was more precise with my route running.
But could you hold on to the rock?
Yes. I got great hands.
But you quit.
I gave up.
Couldn't take the heat.
Nope. No, I quit playing football in sixth grade. Never played football.
I stopped in 11th grade.
Yeah, some said you stopped earlier.
I wore 88, Wes Chandler.
Yeah. He had a lot of catches.
Wow.
They probably used you like, why do I want to do this?
No, it's a fry.
You're smiling. I was just going to take a shot.
And Wes was 89 for the people in the back. I could only get to 88 trying to get to 89. Wes Chandler was number 89.
The old
Charger.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru here on 95.7 The Game. And if you're just joining us, Dibley's kind of got Guru in a little bit of a funk here, because we just convinced Goo that none of the receivers were going anywhere, and now we're worried.
No,
again.
I'm taking
Laurie Matthews' advice. I'm not worrying.
Well, we're not worried. It's exciting, though. You got to be honest. It's exciting. I thought.
Is it exciting or depressing? Like the boss said,
if one of the two are out of here, then I could see how Niner fans say it's depressing. And you come in here Monday, you already said it, saying you took a step back a little bit.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Well, if one of them are traded, you're on record as saying...
No.
I'll look at you.
No, I'm on record as saying if they trade one of them, that must mean they think they can still be a Super Bowl contender or even better.
But that's risky.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I won't fight you on that.
Yeah. So fans will be
I won't
torn.
Fight you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to take a big swing to hit a home run. Matt's in Oakland. He's not happy. What's up, Matt? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, fellas, I wouldn't say I'm not happy. Okay. I don't care that much. The Bears got a quarterback.
Yes,
and
they did.
So that's good. Yeah,
draft went through Chicago last night. I was I brought that up yesterday. Chicago kind of ran that draft.
That was cool.
Yeah.
But as far as the 49ers go, I don't quite understand this. They the reason they lost is because Purdy had no time to throw. Their offensive line has got serious holes. Why they didn't draft, like, two of those guys? I guess they still could. But
right.
That's what and it's not sexy, but that's where they need the help. And then lastly, if Draymond did what Joel Embiid did, he'd be out of the league.
Oh,
no, we didn't even bring man. I didn't appreciate Stoney. That could end his career.
Go ahead one more time, Matt. Finish up. Yeah.
No. I just said LeBron's all flash now. I mean, great respect of his legacy, but, I mean, he doesn't play any defense anymore. Those guys are done.
No.
So I don't care if Bronny does come here. I don't want him next year.
Oh.
And that's all I got.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Have a great weekend, my man.
Yeah, your boy Bron was walking the ball up yesterday and getting cooked.
Oh.
No, he got double. I saw it. Gordon, he's mad at everybody else. Bron on defense, he was getting killed.
So are you out now on LeBron?
I'd be okay if he came.
I mean,
dude, he looked more proof his body last night. Was awful.
More proof last night that fossils aren't going to get it done in the NBA.
Shasky said something real quick interesting on that.
And
fossils got to come together to get that one last grasp at it. I felt that.
There's only one fossil that I would go after.
Durant.
No.
Well,
LeBron.
Oh,
I mean,
you watched him play D, Stoney?
Well, I've watched the Warriors play D. It'll fit right in. I would, if you're going to go that route and bring another fossil in here, the only fossil I'd want is LeBron. Don't give me Durant.
All right.
LeBron James.
But let's get back to the San Francisco 49ers.
Back to Wiggins.
You want to hear more of Ricky Pearsall?
Yeah.
This is him on what happened on draft night.
We have a really good relationship. Actually, I just got off the phone with him.
Brandon Ayuk.
I got over here on this Zoom call. And he was just congratulating me, man, and just, you know, getting on the call and telling me over and over again, you're a first rounder, man. Like, soak it up. You deserve it. All the work that I put in, because it's been a lot of work put in since the last we ran routes together. So, you know, I feel like I'm a totally different player since the last time we seen each other, and he's seen it, you know, from afar over when he was watching me at Florida and, you know, I was watching out the Niners. So, you know, it'll be really good to team back up with him and get active.
That is dope.
I like this kid.
Well, you're saying that
I
now.
Shouldn't say kid.
Watch him drop a couple.
Well, he's 24, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Season.
He's as old as Dalton Kinect.
Yeah. But the fact he's got that rapport with Ayuk, two Sun Devils, Herm's got his own problem. But Herm's got to be proud.
What is Herm?
He had a little, some allegations.
He'll be 24 in September.
Yeah.
Thanks, kid. I'm not aware of those.
Well, you can do it.
Honestly.
Yeah. Just some recruiting violations, allegedly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, those kind.
Yeah.
Those are fine. I thought you meant some other kind of allegations.
Yeah, my bad. So love you, Herb. He was on this morning.
Recruited? But I thought he was fired.
Yeah, but it's still on his watch.
What's he going to jail?
No.
What's going to happen to him? He's not a coach anymore.
Well, maybe, you know.
He can't be a coach again?
I don't know.
Yeah. You play to win.
Sounds to me like you only know half the story.
No, I'm telling. Only he knows. Him and the recruits.
Okay.
But he ain't going to jail. You're right.
What makes Pearsall different? Listen to him.
Just being a receiver, you got to be really good at getting open and catching the ball. And those are the two most important things. I think I do a very good job. I think I'm elite at both of those things, first and foremost. The things that separate me, I feel like, is my competitive spirit and, you know, how I compete on a day-in, day-out basis and just how detailed I am as a receiver, too, as well, when it comes to being disciplined in my routes or even just off the field, you know, being disciplined in my everyday habits. So I feel like that separates me.
Let me tell you what I'm detecting from my guy.
Well, give it to me.
He's different. He's not your typical wide receiver diva. He sounds like he's a team guy.
Do you want to be honest what I think of him?
I'm dead serious.
He reminds me of Pods. I'm getting some of that from him.
He'll lead the 49ers in plus minus?
You would hope. No, I'm serious now. He's saying some good stuff, man.
I mean, it's clear that, I don't know, this guy seems mature.
Well, you did say he's 24.
I'm 24 in September.
Yeah.
24 in September. Let's hear more from this guy. I like him. I'm liking the pick more and more. Was this from last night, Or was this from earlier today?
His media availability earlier today.
Thank you. No attitude next time I ask you a question like that, though, Evan.
Hey.
We played each other. I think he put 70 on my team, so you know, he's a hell of a player. I remember him for sure because he was in the end zone a lot and threw a lot of touchdowns. So I'm excited to play with him this time.
This is he played against Brock Purdy.
I just told you that.
Right, from John Lucan.
My bad. Jay, what's up, baby? Yeah. He's got some familiarity with some new teammates.
Yeah, yeah. He absolutely does. Let's finish up with more sound from the 49ers' newest player, Ricky Pearsall. Take a listen.
I like to say I'm my own player at the end of the day, man. I feel like, you know, every football player is different and unique in their own ways. It's just about watching film and learning from other guys and kind of just creating it to in your own way, in your own game, man. And I feel like I've done a good job of that, you know, watching dudes that are doing it at a high level, like guys Debo and Brandon Ayuk. So, you know, just putting some of the things that they're doing at a high level and having success with and putting it into my game.
I mean, it's clear what the 49ers have done here. They've addressed the selfishness issue at wide receiver.
Stop. Dude, all great receivers got the diva trait.
No? Not all. Did John Taylor?
Mm-hmm. No, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
He wasn't no.
He was Jerry Rice's teammate ever. Oh,
was he the number one?
I was just saying that he was not the number one. We're talking about.
Depends on who you ask.
The Chris Carters, depending on. Stop that.
What?
Michael Irvin, Jerry Rice, all the dogs are. Jamar Chase, those are the dudes that you ask the questions about.
So you don't like that this kid is selfless?
No, I just told you. It reminds me of Pods. I love it. I just want to know if he's going to be playing with both or one of the guys.
He'll be like Pods 3 days into camp when he goes, you know, I'm going to make the all-rookie team.
And get in Draymond's face.
I'm the best rookie of this wide receiver. I'm the best rookie of this wide receiver class.
I am excited for the second round, Steiny. Come on. This adds some pizzazz.
What are you more excited about? The second round of the NFL draft or the fact that, and we buried this lead.
It's payday.
Your Pirates are in town.
Yeah. I'll take the NFL draft.
Hey,
home and get the pillow out.
You're going to go out? Are you going to one of the games?
No, nah, it's the wife's birthday, so I'm spoken for.
I thought you were going Monday.
Yeah, Evan and I. They play the A's Monday.
Oh, you're not going to. That's crazy. You're not going to see the Pirates.
No, National League here.
Wait a minute.
They got a 3-game set with the Giants today.
Okay,
I'll miss Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday they go to the town.
So you're going
to
see the Pirates against the A's.
Yes, sir.
I got you.
Evan and I. We invited you. He invited you.
I may go.
You just told them no.
That's because I got to get. I got to get new tires put on my car on Monday.
Oh, sound like you said you had to get a permission slip. Oh boy, Evan. Is that what I heard?
Well, I've been solo for the last 10 days.
Did you get more solo time? I'm envious, I not jealous.
Nothing.
Well, you missed last
Friday. Invited you out like multiple times. You just say no to all of them.
You left Evan at the altar. What was it? Tuesday.
I was
going to call you and be like, that was a bad optics. You didn't even know how it looked. Evan came running out.
You know what? You guys are not. You're not very supportive.
Let's go. And you just. I'm out.
You're going golfing, aren't you?
My wife's out of town, and I'm trying to be the best Matt Steinmetz I can be. Trying to be a good father. Trying to take care.
Go somewhere.
Take care of the home front.
Oh, okay.
And. You guys are holding it against me that I'm trying to turn over a new leaf when it's a time of.
But let us bow out, and it could be for a funeral, and you'll just give the most.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So now that she's back, you don't have to be the greatest Matt Steinmetz.
No, not at all.
I'm back.
I can start coming back out with you guys again. Can't wait to get it back. All right, we got
it. Don't talk. It's
a short segment.
Okay. What do you want to do? What do you want to talk about? Why don't you tease something?
The boss, dude, business is good, so we can get to that award that Curry got. I mean, we got to talk about it. Boss, give us a few minutes.
I feel like
I tweeted that
I'm
going to
let you go ahead and do this because this sounds like it's going to be one of your Olympic rants on Steph Curry.
It's Friday, so we do have What's Bugging You brought to you by Atco.
Oh, I got to start thinking about that.
You should already know it. That's what I'm saying.
Think I can't think of something that bugs me in about 3 seconds.
It feels like the easiest segment of the week for Stein.
Looking at him.
Okay. You happy with that one liner? Okay. Let me tell you what's coming up next on the game. I'm not really sure, but whatever it is, it's going to be presented by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
That's really important.
He's addressing the ball. He takes a swing. I don't see what happened. We're on the delay. Oh. Oh, boy.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Hey, Mr. Clutch.
The chef.
Mr. Clutch.
Man.
Go ahead.
No, he got an award yesterday for
being
the clutch player in the NBA.
Yep.
And all I said was of all the awards he's ever received and earned, this was the one he could probably care less about, Steiny, because their record against good teams was nothing to write home about. And then the fact that you're not in the playoffs, I'm sure he was like, thank you, but, you know.
It's kind of like when, didn't Dirk Nowitzki win the MVP
after they
were eliminated by the Warriors?
That was one of those.
2007.
You guys want to cancel the ceremony?
I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah. Now, let's talk real quick about should a team that didn't make the playoffs, a team that had a bad record against winning teams, what if I called that group together and say, maybe we need to revisit how we come up with to determine the winner? No, I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Because Steph is still top 10 to me.
Of course.
He didn't need this. No, I'm being real.
Well, he's not, but that's okay.
Are you being serious?
He's not.
Steiny, I'm on my list.
Yeah.
He needs help. LeBron needs help. Anthony Davis in a Warrior uniform.
And this is one of the things that I've, you know, tried to help you with over the course of the last year or two. But now there's players that, while Steph's got a better resume overall, that right here, right now, there's more than 10 players in the NBA better than him. I think we can all agree on that, Goo.
You want to take a stab at it?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
And I'll tell you if you're... Yeah, start.
Okay, let me...
Don't say Durant.
I'm okay, you ready?
What do you got? Yep.
You ready?
I'm being real with
you. Sure. Jason Tatum.
I'll give you that.
Rick Brunson. I always say Rick. Jalen Brunson.
Now.
He's better right
he's
now.
He's having a better year. Okay.
There he is.
Right,
that's
okay.
Two.
That's two.
Giannis?
I'll throw Giannis in there.
Oh, you'll throw him in there.
All right.
What about Embiid?
You got that. That's four.
Okay. I mean, obviously, Trae Young.
Nope. Stop.
What about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Five.
Jokic.
Six.
Murray.
That I'm gonna
seven.
No, I'm holding out
pick
Murray.
Pick a Clipper.
Oh, Steiny, stop. Not I'm
pick a Clipper.
No, nope. And you know that's my team. Nope. We're at six, buddy.
Anthony Edwards?
Seven.
Luka?
No, boy.
Kyrie?
No Kyrie. We're at eight. They're equal.
Devin Booker?
I don't like what he's doing, but okay. I'll give him the year.
Davis?
I'll give you nine.
That's about 11.
Well,
Zion?
Many his position? What if we won his position?
Well, then we're changing it. Okay. I'm not prepared to
but
do Stanley, that.
The
right
Steph
now.
Is still he's still ready, man. He needs help. That's my whole point.
Lauri Markkanen?
Nah.
I tell you, the guy I like Scoot Henderson. He's terrible.
Yeah, he balls and gets but when blowouts.
There's one other thing I wanted to get to. Today.
Anything draft related?
No, it was On my own. Oh, Naz Reid won the Sixth Man Award.
They got that right.
Edged out Pods. No, he edged out, I'm kidding. He edged out Malik Monk of the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, Kings fans aren't happy about that one.
They're never happy.
Yeah.
I mean, would you be happy if you were Kings
fan?
They got
a Harrison Barnes issue, Stoney.
What do you mean?
You got to upgrade that position if you want to really be a factor. That's just me.
Yeah, they got to upgrade the power forward position. Yeah. Couple other things here that I'd written. Oh, yeah, no way. Oh, we're about 5 minutes away from push coming to shove with this, figuring out this bet, if you made it or not. Do you want me to facilitate?
Yeah, no, you're going to anyway without my answer. But yeah,
no, I won't if you don't want to. If you don't want
to. I'm good with Diz, but Willard is kind of. I tried to pull him to the side.
I'm always looking for a reason to be on Willard's side about something.
Because the whole inception of the bet started when I thought the Lakers were not playing Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should have thought. One of the things that, if you watch professional sports, especially the NBA, you realize is that if you're operating from a play-in position, then you don't really get to choose.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That thing, Ham is gone, Stoney. He just, his rotate. He's not a good coach. No shade. He's just not.
Why would you say no shade? If he's not a good coach, stand on it.
No shade means it's not personal.
Well, yes, it is. He stinks. Be honest.
Stoney, his rotations, man.
Hey, one of the things that I like to do is every once in a while we'll get a new employee, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, get some people, new people working for us. And what that means is then they become fair game.
Our guy Carter.
We got a dude.
6'8".
We got a guy who started working for us. Get this. His name is Carter Chickering.
Yeah.
Well, he should be like a ambassador to Albania, not working at a radio station. What a name.
That is, yeah.
I mean, that is money. I expected a little different, but, you know, nice guy.
And you put him through the meat grinder, acting like you didn't like him.
I know.
People learn you quick.
I was being very...
Now, I'm being honest here. It's random because we're almost up against it. I listened to Evan, Sterling, and Grandy.
You didn't, but go ahead.
I'm telling you the truth, I did. How much did you have them on? They did a phenomenal job. Kudos, Evan, I'm being real.
I didn't.
What were you doing?
I was working. What if I told you that? I was working. I was
locked
fine-tuning
in
some sports knowledge. How about
all right,
that? All right. Mm-hmm.
So I'll disregard your tweet, what are the Niners doing in the draft update?
No, I'm
playing.
See, that was...
I wanted Evan to laugh. He's not listening.
He's
company.
Not right now.
Yeah. Let's get it, baby.
Guret has nothing to do with the coach. It's that LeBron is over the hill.
Oh, yeah. Go watch game two. He's over the hill.
He was
phenomenal in game two.
I thought you were saying he barely got a dunk
Jamal
Murray.
No, last night, I didn't like the body language. He seemed like but yuck.
But you want him.
People saying I got jabs, Juan Cruz.
But you got what?
Jabs.
I don't know what that means.
You. Like, you try to do me throughout the show?
I don't do that.
Please. I put an end to it. Tired. Oh, my God. That's a four.
Hey, Jed, if you're picking somebody up at the airport and they're supposed to be there, the plane's supposed to land at 3:20.
I would.
What
honestly,
time would you get there?
I add 30 on to when the car will be in the caddy will be in the front. You got to get your luggage. You got to hope the plane lands. You got to get off the plane. I add 30.
What if it says it's 16 minutes early? So it's actually going to be at 3:04.
Ah, man.
I know.
Yeah. Did you get that? It's going to be early.
What's the deal? And when do they do the customs thing? Is that over there, or do they do it when you get back? I forget. Yeah, if you're coming from another country.
They do it when you get back, yeah.
Oh, so they'll do it here.
Yeah, for sure.
So add 20.
New York, oh my God, they grill you.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Look at our guy, New York, throwing that in there.
Maybe I do have some time this afternoon.
Yeah.
I got to go take care of some things, but yeah. Mike Silver of the San Francisco Chronicle reporting that...
Has he tweeted anything since? I'm going to go
check. I'm not on Twitter.
Dude, so. What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing's going
on. Never been happier?
I wouldn't say that, but I don't really miss it.
It's hurting the show.
How so?
Ask the boss.
I don't know.
Oh, oops. Hey, oops. So,
did he tweet anything else out?
Nah, he just said we're missing you on there.
All right. Yeah. Coming up in 20 minutes, the What's Bugging You segment, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. We'll be joined by Willard, and we'll be joined by Dibs, and Dibs will probably talk Guru into something or out of something, depending. And we'll find out what that is on the other side. We will.
How was your week?
Not good early. Tuesday was great.
Yeah, no, we were at the golf course.
Tuesday was great.
I was out. Oh, my God.
Monday we were at a golf course, so that was pretty good. Tuesday you were out. That was even better.
You and Evan.
Wednesday was a nightmare. Yesterday was better. And today's pretty good.
I had fun yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was good. Wednesday's kind of the show that set us back.
Yeah.
Apparently set the whole station. All right, 888-957-9570. Don't call that number now, because we're doing the crossover on the other side with Willard and Dibs. We'll talk about this pick. Interested to see what these guys think of it. And don't forget, what's coming up next is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. It's the What's Bugging You segment on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.